This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes! It's the big... What are you doing?
I just blasted my headphones in my ears.
I thought you were reacting to my dulcet tones.
Hello.
I heard, saw you wince as soon as I opened my mouth.
Jumped. Hello, Australia.
Welcome to Kennedy Molloy.
Thank you, Mick.
I'm Amy Molloy and you, Jane Kennedy. Can I say this? You are evil.
Am I?
Yes, it's a full part of your new segment.
I know. I've got a regular segment. It's going to be called Jane's Satanic News.
Wow.
Oh.
Something interesting for everyone. Hang about kids.
Be the third Satanist through and you could win a lucky prize.
Never know.
That could be good. Bogged down today with good guests. Will Anson, of course.
Terrific. We've also got Adam Spencer. I might ask Adam.
He's a maths nerd, isn't he? He's really super smart.
He's super smart.
I'm going to ask him about
all the dust in Sydney. Why is that about his IQ?
I want him to cough it up.
It's pretty high.
Is it? How high?
Not as high as mine.
What's high?
Sweetheart, you don't know.
I went the other day. Is 70 good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yes, Mickey.
You went the other day. Hey, guess who's in town? I might have a new girlfriend for you. Well, do you want me to keep it as a surprise?
Yes, do. Please.
I'm trying so hard for you. I'm trying to get chicken heiresses.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's time to get back on the pony.
All right, I think it might be time to. I found the perfect woman
Hello.
For you.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Get ready to shake a lot of
hands.
Is she
from the Corby clan?
No.
All right.
No, just stay around.
Kylie Minogue, there's been armed soldiers attending her concerts.
Oh, she's been in Berlin. She's been in Cologne.
It was nearly brought to a standstill.
Really?
Get to the bottom of that.
Crikey.
Yes, something weird happened on our podcast. Well, all that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Dave.
How are you guys?
Hey, Dave. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Did you get up to yesterday?
How are you?
Good. Did you do any gardening after work?
Stolen anything lately, Dave?
I've not stolen a thing.
Have you stolen anything from this
company? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you seen the CCTV footage?
I've not seen any CCTV.
Would you like to set up what happened yesterday? And this is what happened. I left work
this
last night.
This is a disgrace, by the way.
It was all above board.
I left work last night.
Yeah.
I went down to my car. Got in. I went, I forgot something.
Yeah.
Came back up, then came back down. I'm pretty sure that Dave thought I wouldn't be coming back.
Coast
is clear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pop the boot on the gets.
What do I see him coming down with under his arm? Oh, a hedge trimmer kit from Ego, wheeling it out.
Yeah. Hang on, these were the prizes we were giving away on air, weren't they?
Yes, half of it.
Part of the sponsorship.
It's only half. There's one other half.
What's the other half?
I found it. Do you know where it is?
Where is
Office
it?
Office next to ours.
Oh, the mower?
The mower.
Yeah. Oh, so Fitzy, so our boss.
Yeah.
So you're colluding with our boss to steal and rip off from our car?
No,
from
apparently, this is what the story is. We gave away all of these fantastic prizes from Ego Power Plus last week. And one of the people who won it... They didn't need it because they just won a similar prize.
That's bullshit. Dave stole it.
I didn't
steal it. You deliberately didn't give it back to the station.
They said donate it to someone needy.
What is it?
It's a hedge trimmer.
You know what
it's
you won't
It's a big
need.
Bloody hedge trimmer,
massive.
Mate.
You won't know what you won't need to use it on.
What's that?
Your moustache.
How dare you. No.
Are you still doing Movember?
I'm doing Movember. I gave it a trim the other day.
What do you think is just fine to go and help yourself to anything lying around the office?
What is the theory behind this?
Okay, so Courtney in promotions, right? She's getting the sack, by the way. No, she's not.
Courtney's gone.
There's so much renovations going on here. You would walk down to the office and you would see all the mowers stacked up to the ceiling. There are so many here, right?
But that's not the point.
Not as many as there used to be.
They're prizes.
They're for lucky listeners. You've said it yourself. Be the third caller through. One lucky listener.
And we gave away so many.
Not some greedy DJ sitting behind trying to stuff his
We did give them away,
stuffing his boot like it's a Christmas stocking.
I did struggle to get in the gets, by the way. How did you get in the gets? Just had to go in the other way.
Have you trimmed anything?
No, not yet, but I'm planning to this weekend. I've got a massive hedge at my place, so I can't
wait
to... Well, I had a hedge trimmer on a cord, and I hedged and I split the cord.
Why did you steal it, Dave?
I didn't steal it. It was above board. Fitzy said, those mowers, they got to go.
Mate, you're getting a bit jumpy.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Isn't it?
Your voice has changed. You're sweating.
Right. Nothing to do with Courtney. All right. I just want to point that out.
Well, she's just cleaned out her desk.
No.
So I saw her in the lift. She wasn't carrying a hedge trimmer. She's carrying all her belongings. She burst into tears.
She's got nothing to do with it.
She's very upset.
There's a mower and
you
a hedge trimmer.
The reason why it works is because these are very fine.
Oh, they're the best.
Hang on.
Apparently.
I think we've got... Hang on, can we go to Mick?
Yeah,
we've actually got a caller.
I've got a caller.
Who wants to win the prize.
Oh, great. Hello, Mick. How are you?
Hi, Mick.
Pretty good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good.
What are you after?
Oh, I love an ego trimmer because I just got a bit of paper in the mail the other day to trim the trees off the away from the power lines.
You know where we can get one, Dave?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, why don't we give out your home address?
No.
And Mick can go and pick it up from your...
Because the ego trimmer, they're the only one you would ever
mower?
Get.
Who got the mower?
Fitzy
Upright.
Fitzy. So what did the two of you do? Sit down? Did you get a floor plan of Triple M?
No.
This is a debacle, Mick.
Come back after dark?
Hey, better give Mick another prize for calling up, seeing he called up. Unless you want to take that too.
Come on. Do you know what we need to do? We need to go send someone around to Dave's house.
Hey, we might do a bust and find out.
No.
It'll be like the gift shop from Sale of the Century. There'll be stuff
everywhere. Breaking Bad. We'll lift up the roller door.
Probably a few CDs and stuff in there over the years. But
quickly, let's give Mick a prize.
All right,
and let's talk about this off
air. What's with you, Dave?
It was all above board. There was one left over.
Hey,
I'll take it.
Listen, me think he doth protest too much.
All right.
Okay.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to go around and trim your hedge?
You go and apologise to Courtney for getting us sacked for a start.
Sorry, Courtney.
By the way, the reason the ego it's so sought after is because it's
brilliant.
The best in the business.
It is.
And I can...
Mind you, that the mower kit and the hedge trimmer worth over $1,000.
I can understand you trying to get your greasy paws on it because that's,
what I do.
Well, it's power beyond belief.
I can't wait for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Call the cops.
Go to a song.
Call the cops. Call the cops.
All right.
You stole it, Dave.
I know.
Can I have it?
Jane's Satanic News comes up next. Hey! Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Maybe the Getz is stolen.
No, that's,
you never know.
That's mine. That's... Paid for and registered.
You were really spewing. Wow. I caught you.
No, I know. Snitches get stitches.
He tried to blame it on Whitney.
Snitching.
He goes, someone snitched on you. You got caught. You're busted.
It was
stealing from the company.
It's not stealing when it's been given to you. Stealing is when you take something that doesn't belong to
you. All right. Well,
yeah.
We're not going to let this go. Hey, maybe you might be interested in this world that I'm about to talk about because it's now time for my satanic news.
Jane Kennedy's satanic news.
I didn't see this one coming.
No, neither did I.
What are you doing?
A bit dark.
Are you into the occult?
Oh, of course.
Because you do dress like a bit of a goth.
People have been known to tell me I'm a witch. Of course.
Hard to argue.
Hard to argue with
Wiccan,
that.
I like to think.
Wiccan,
you're a little bit Wiccan.
That. I am.
You're a little bit Wiccan, a little bit rock and roll.
That's what I like to hear. So something caught my eye today because Netflix have had to settle a case. I thought, this is interesting. What's going on here? There's a new series out. You might have seen it on your Netflix inbox. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is a bit of a remake.
Why are all the witches called Sabrina? Can't we have a witch that's not called Sabrina?
Well, why don't you write a
it's
series?
It's from the Archie's comics, isn't it, Sabrina?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's
Witchy
a remake
Poo.
Of it.
What about Witchy Poo? Go with Witchy Poo.
Well, I don't think it would have as much appeal to young teenage girls, which this show is trying to appeal to, okay?
Sabrina it is.
They've settled a lawsuit with the Satanic Temple.
If your name's Sabrina now, people will just think you're a witch.
Yeah.
So if you called your girl Sabrina...
Yes.
All right, sorry.
Well, you wouldn't.
Well,
you would.
Hi to the Sabrinas listening.
Oh, my God. This is pretty draining.
Give us a call if your name's Sabrina and you're not a witch. Go.
Any members of the Satanic Temple, you might want to have a new member in Mick Malloy. Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
I thought,
where
is this such a, what
do
you
know? Oh, how do you join?
They are based in the US.
Can you get a grant from the council to build
Of course you can.
A satanic temple.
Of course you can.
Well, I suppose you should. If you can build a Catholic church.
Of course you can. This is our point. Would you like me to explain or would you like to tell everyone what you think you know it's about? All right.
Sorry.
So this is what the kerfuffle was about. The lawsuit was accusing Warner Brothers and Netflix of copyright infringement. Do you know why? Because
Sabrina.
They said a replica statue of their deity has been used in the TV series, and the deity of the Satanic Temple is a big goat-headed, man-winged, evil-looking
The goat cops a bad rap, doesn't it, in satanic circles? I mean, why is the goat synonymous?
The goat certainly does get a bad rap. Mm, it's dreadful, really, that the goat does.
What would the goat ever do?
I don't know. Anyway, they settled the lawsuit, so they must be a bit terrified.
They've settled real quickly.
Really?
They signed off in blood.
That's
right. Here you go. Here's
they your... might have. It's called Baphomet is the sort of statue.
Don't say that out loud.
Baphomet.
Oh, my God, you're cursed.
Well, I went in a little deeper and I go, tell me all about this.
You've been dragged into the occult.
Oh, yeah. Once you get into it, it's quite interesting.
It's spooky. Can we have some holy water to the studio, please?
Did you know that there's 9 public schools in the US have applied via the Satanic Temple to have after-school Satan programs?
Oh, now that's good parenting.
I think so.
We need to enroll.
One little evil spell here.
We need to enroll you in some extracurricular activity. What are you going to do? You want to play tennis? Badminton? Oh, yeah, satanic.
Correct.
Satanic cult.
Satanic cults.
And what do they do after school?
Just a little sacrificing. Oh, I don't know.
Get the Ouija board out.
They're in Oregon, Washington State. That'd be right. California, Georgia. And, again... They just got this.
How's it getting an exchange student from that school? It'd be creepy. Mm. What's your name? Sabrina.
Well, I'm interested if people are.
After school, you go. In school.
You have to go to other religious classes, don't you? You go to Greek school to learn about, you know, Greek religion. You have to. Lord knows what I used to have to do in confession.
Your confession.
Hang on, we've
That'd take an hour. sorry, there'd be a big queue. Sorry, guys, this is going to take a while.
Bless me, Father Fryson.
You might want to
take a smoke on this one.
Hand out the deli numbers, everyone. It's going to take a while. She's at it again.
Hey, we've got John Paul on the line.
Hi, yes. Guys. Hi, John Paul.
Hey, John Paul.
What's going on?
Just listen to your show as I always do.
Thank you.
Yeah. My wife's name's Sabrina.
Oh. Is she evil?
No, she's definitely not evil. She's a modern witch, though.
What? Oh.
What do you mean?
Yes. She uses essential oils.
So witches use?
Essential oils, that really? Boogada stuff. Have you ever seen those?
She uses incense?
You know those health shops?
Yeah.
That they've got?
Yep.
And like lavender candles.
Mm. I'm impressed you even knew all that.
Pretty cool.
Lavender candles.
Creepy stuff. Sabrina.
Sabrina. Yeah, and our daughter's name's Sophia.
Sophia,
Ariel.
That sounds like a sacrificial kind of...
You sound like a cult leader, John Paul.
Is Jean Paul your real name?
Yeah, Jean Paul. Yeah, Jean Paul's my real name. Yeah.
Have you ever been a pope?
I haven't, I was born in 79.
So between you, it's the forces of good and evil in your house.
Yeah.
Between Jean Paul and Sabrina.
That is crazy.
It's a battle royale.
Anyway.
Yep. Hearts and minds.
I'm going to continue with my quest to find out more about satanic temples and satanic cults.
All right. If anyone's got anything to add, give us a call. 1-3-5-3. That was most informative.
You're welcome.
After school.
After school Satan class.
Something you send the kids to, Dave.
How dare you? This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home. A couple of broadcasting legends, Adam Spencer, to join us before on the next half hour, and then Will Anderson joining Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, legends as well.
I saw something in news.com written by Kerry Sackville. She's a very funny writer and lady, and she wrote a love letter to something that I totally related to. Mm. And why she loved it. She's divorced, but she's become very close to this entity.
What is it?
It's her Dyson vacuum cleaner.
She loves it.
Now, I totally understand. I'm in love with my Dyson stick. It's a cordless cleaner. It's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm good. Right. Do they make anything for men?
Well, vacuums.
Again, I'm going to ask, do they make anything for men?
Oh, my God. Was invented by a very clever man, James Dyson.
I've got a picture of him here. Hey, he's a catch.
He is a catch.
Look at that. He invented the Dyson. He looks like Richie Beno's nerdy brother.
And I think
he looks like the first one who gets kicked off Shark Tank. Look at that idiot. Yeah.
That idiot's probably worth $1 billion.
Yeah. And he's handy with the vacuum. Good catch, lady.
Yes. Is he, do you know why they said good?
If he's,
No, he came up with the principle of cyclonic separation.
All right.
Oh, well, good on him.
Yes, he's very clever.
I could have done that.
I don't think you could have.
I love cyclonic stuff.
I was thinking, though, that I do sort of have things that I'm really in love with that aren't alive.
What is it about the Dyson vacuum cleaner
suction,
that people love?
The suction, and it's first of all, it's designer looking. It looks good.
So it's aesthetically pleasing.
It's aesthetically pleasing. It's effective.
It's got a bit of grunt under the bonnet.
Got grunt. Now it's cordless.
What, is it as good as the one with the bowling ball?
Oh, from Godfrey's.
Better.
Remember Godfrey's?
Better.
That's my yardstick. Can it pick up? Can a vacuum cleaner pick up a bowling ball? And if you can do that, you got me.
All right.
You had me at a lot.
Well,
they have good suck though, the Dyson, don't they?
Like
they
just be very careful now.
You know how I test a vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
I hold my legs up and make my mum vacuum under them. And if it works, out, I go, oh yeah, this is a good one. Let's take.
Okay.
I'm glad you got to the point of that. I was thinking
they
of
make anything
other
for
products.
The boudoir. Like, you know.
Well, no. Well, they've got like a hair wand.
Okay.
That's not exactly what.
They do. They make hair dryers as well. Anyway,
but what's your point? Why
my
are you
point
all this
is
up?
That I'm thinking that there could be like a love dedication. Well,
you want to do
a love dedication to something that you love that's not human or not
an
inanimate
object.
Yeah. So, like, for example.
Wow.
Ooh. I would like to do a love song dedication to my wine fridge.
Go on, Jane. Tell us about
your wine. About your wine fridge, Jane.
Well, every night I come home tired.
I don't know why you're tired. Go on.
This is my love song.
Sorry.
I walk in and my face lights up.
Hello, my friend.
I open the door and I feel that little chill. She's always there for me. So you get the idea.
You got a song?
Oh, Jane.
Is that a song?
Yes,
for
a
you.
Song.
You've got to do the dedication. You've got to say, Jane, this one goes out to your wine fridge.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Okay. All right, Jane, this one goes out to you.
Yeah.
And your wine fridge. You know it's true. What a little sweetheart.
Thank you, Dave.
Could I do one?
Yes, yeah, you can do one. Go on.
Dave, Jane, I would like to take a moment to tell you how much unbridled love I have for my couch. I've been extraordinarily lucky in my life to have enjoyed the company of a few couches over the journey, and I love them. I find them hard to let go, and I keep them, kind of like an elephant's graveyard, but my couches. But my current couch, boy, have we seen some.
You got injured with your current couch, didn't you?
I got injured. Physio. Once I stayed on it all day and I only had 94 steps. My Fitbit told me I took 94 steps. That's how attached I was.
What would you like to say?
I just want to say thank you, my friend. And I want to make a dedication, Dave.
Okay.
This one's for you, Mick, and for that special person in your life, the couch. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Wow.
Okay.
Very, very sweet.
Would you like to do one for your lawn trimmer?
Yeah, I just want to thank the people here at Kennedy Malloy for allowing me to spend some time with the Ego 56 61 centimetre hedge trimmer that's cordless that, you know, takes the hassle out of trimming my hedge with a cord now. I can just walk up and...
Takes the hassle out of paying for things.
Trim that hedge.
Have you got a song you'd like to dedicate to?
So thank you, Kennedy Malloy.
To you. You get the idea.
Yes. Give us a call, 1-333-53.
Make a love song dedication.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Why does it have to be a person? Why can't you fall in love with... Do you know it's a thing? It actually occurs.
I know.
People, her woman fell in love with the Eiffel Tower and used to go and just stroke it. Man fell in love with his car, like genuinely...
I know. Couldn't. There's a lot of people who need help.
Some of them in this room.
Okay.
Hey
Dave, I was going to say, Dave, you always said, what did you say the other week, that you wanted to do a...
I think I said this on the air.
And you've always wanted to do love songs and dedications.
I have. I'd love it. It's one of my radio dreams to do that. It'd be fun, I reckon.
Yeah, that might come to fruition.
You think it's coming?
It is coming. It's not between human beings.
A couple of dreams of yours have come through.
What's that?
Well, that's love songs and dedications and stealing from the office.
Okay, I didn't steal.
Always wanted to do that.
Gifted to me. Thank you.
Put a padlock on the prize cabinet.
We are taking love song and dedications to things, inanimate objects, something you love, you can't live without, it makes you feel good.
In honour of a woman who wrote a love letter to her
Dyson vacuum
cleaning.
Which I totally can relate to.
All right.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, guys.
Tell us about something that's important to you.
Well, unfortunately, it was something which was important and no longer now exists in the same form.
I'm sorry, Rob.
It was the bar that I built a long, long time ago.
Oh,
and
geez.
Unfortunately, had to pass with it recently and turn it into a bench seat.
It's better not to build a bar because one day it might be taken away from you. It's like better not to have loved it all.
And it would have taken a long time to get over this, Rob.
I hate being hurt,
I don't know if I still have. So I was thinking maybe, am I ever going to see your face again, even though I know the answer to that.
We can't do that. We can't do that, mate.
We
I
might
think Dave
have,
has
yeah,
organised
Dave has
it.
Some.
What have you got?
And I feel sorry for you and your bar, Rob, and I think this one is kind of special. Never mind, I'll find
someone like you. Oh, God. I love
you feel
that
better,
bar,
Rob?
Too.
Well, I don't know about better yet.
Don't ever cry.
Yeah, a bit more Adele, please. Gee, she's gorgeous.
She is good, isn't she? What a voice.
Bang. What a woman. Sorry
Thanks,
about
Rob.
The bar, Rob. Yeah. Sorry about the bar.
Let's go to Joe.
Never build a bar.
Hello, Joe.
Just get her.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Joe, I'm good, but tell us about something that makes you feel special.
Well, spins your wheels, trips your trigger.
I have four amazing special things in my life. I have three sons who are the most important.
Yeah.
And my fourth special is my physio spiky ball. I'm attached. I can't let it go.
Okay.
Well, tell us about your relationship with your spiky ball.
We're inseparable. I take it to work. I take it everywhere. I squeeze on it.
Oh.
I push against it.
I'd like to be your spiky ball if that's not too much to ask.
Sounds like it has a great time.
Hey,
I think we got a song for you, Joe.
Yeah,
hold in there, and let's go to Dave.
Joe, for your fourth special son, Spiky Ball, I think this one's kind of special for you too. I'm all out of love.
I'm so lost without you. Beautiful Spiky Ball.
Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
Are you squeezing it now, Joe?
Oh, I can't feel about it. Muscle pain, back pain, hamstring pain.
We don't want to hear about any more tone. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Finally, right.
Yes. Hey, let's go to Kirsty. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kirsty.
Kirsty, you sound like someone who has a lot of love to give.
Love lawn, you sound.
Yeah. Tell us about your love, Kirsty.
Mine would be my PlayStation 4.
Yep.
When I'm playing my Assassin's Creed Odyssey game.
Good on you.
Oh, Assassin's Creed.
It sounds like a match made in heaven.
I'm playing it, time stands still. And
do you like to be left alone with the PS4 while you're playing Assassin's Creed? You shut the door, block the world out, and
killing those bad guys is just...
All right.
Okay,
Kirsty.
Dave, let's have a song for Kirsty.
Kirsty, you and the PS4 can snuggle up together and I can enjoy this song. I want to know what
Cop that. Cop that, bad guys.
Oh, very good.
What do you want to do? Should we take one more? Or do you want to keep moving? Are we?
I think it's time to hear for another gentleman. Let's go to Brian.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good.
You're madly in love, head over heels.
Madly in love with my motorcycle. Yes.
Oh, your motorcycle is it? What is it? Describe it to us.
It's a beautiful. At the moment, it's under restoration, but it's a beautiful bike.
You're missing it, Brian?
Oh, I'm just sort of missing it. I bought it 40 years ago today.
Oh, it's the 40th anniversary. It's a 40th anniversary. And what type of motorbike is it?
It's a Triumph.
Oh, great cans.
Lovely.
The Triumph is as
I never knew a motorbike has euphemistic cans.
It's a hottie. It's a hottie. Brian,
can we make your day with a special song for you and your lovely lady bike?
Have you been loyal, Brian, this whole time to the Triumph?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not as romantic as I was hoping.
Over to you, Dave.
I want to come and get a dink on your Triumph one day.
Let's
what
go
got,
out
Dave?
With this.
Brian, I think you're right. I think your bike is like a woman. And you being a man, I think this song's just right.
Hey.
You feeling that, Brian?
Go and
I'm
take a sunset drive on that Triumph.
Yes.
Disappear into the horizon of love.
All right,
I'm a bit emotional.
Yeah, me too. We need a moment. Coming back with Adam Spencer.
Two comedy greats and even better mates.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Spencer's life has been ruled by numbers.
And anyone who's been bitten by the numbers bug knows that it bites early and it bites deep.
So let's look at his career through the prism of the number three. He spent 2 times 3 equals 6 years on Triple J with a man named Will who only spells it with 3 letters. Then he spent a number of years on the ABC. 3 letters. And the station call sign? 702. If you add those together, you get 9, which is 3 squared. He's a much-loved comedian, and we all know that comedy is governed by the rule of 3. And now he's joining us on Triple M. Plus, if you add up today's date, 22 plus 11 plus 18 gets you to 51. Divide that by 3, 17. A prime number.
That fills me with almost sexual excitement.
Please welcome Adam Spencer.
What was all that about?
Well, we have another numbers nerd that we live with, Marshy, clearly.
Right,
all Adam,
right.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Adam.
It's lovely to be here. I'm as happy as Joe with a spiky ball this afternoon. Oh, wasn't she great?
Wow.
What a spiky ball.
There's a stocking stuffer. Hey, congratulations on the new book, Adam Spencer, Top 100 Numbers, Puzzles, Trivia, Awesomeness. Here's the tagline. Puzzles, it's a good time of the year for puzzles, isn't it? You've got a bit of spare time and you're sitting around, you flip this open.
It is indeed. And a mate of mine, a mathematician in Sydney and I, we thought let's create our own types of puzzles, ones you won't find anywhere else in the world. Think if a Sudoku took the summer off, really loaded up on the performance-enhancing steroids and came back next season, then we're talking these sort of things. But don't be scared, because when we start them in the book, they are loaded with hints and clues. And then as we go through the book, we just take a clue away, take a clue away. By the end of the book, you're wrestling with titans that at the beginning would have blown your head up if you tried.
Adam, I'm blown away because you have invented puzzles for this book. I think that's a huge deal. You also refer to mathematics as beautiful.
Oh, yes.
How is that possible? And what age were you when you fell in love with maths?
Get a stiffy over maths.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you freak. I was in year two at school, Mick, so it probably wasn't expressed
through a love song and dedication.
Yes, we might have that music. Tell us about your first
love. When did you fall in love with maths?
I can remember in year two at school asking my teacher, why do we stop the times tables at 12? What about 13 times 14 times?
Which you would have been beaten up.
It's not the most popular question to drop in year 2R back at Boronia Park in the late 1970s, I can assure you. For me, it always just made sense. Numbers for me are just the essence of being human is to look at the world around us and go, wow, how does that work?
But you visualise and see numbers, don't you?
I see everything in numbers. I see the world numerically. Wow. I live on number 155 on my street. When I moved in, I was talking to the woman next door, first time I ever spoke to her. She's in number 153, and I'm just blurting out, you take the digits in your number, 1 cubed plus 5 cubed plus 3 cubed, that equals 153. There's only three of the numbers that happens for, 370, 371, 407. She just starts
backing
towards it. Haven't seen her for 8 years.
Calls the cops.
Not invited to the dinner parties.
Moves out.
Yeah.
Is now in a witness protection scheme, hiding from a maths nut. Now, you're way too smart to work in radio. I mean, must be the only smart. I thought you had to be an idiot. You had to basically be dumb to work in commercial radio. What's your IQ? Give me your IQ. Come on.
Oh, look, I go all right in the IQ stats.
Come on.
You don't want to
okay,
put a
give me a warmer. Let's call it 120.
I'd imagine it's higher than 120.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
140? 50? Yeah, I'm going 150?
That's not important, Mick.
You are Stephen Hawking.
Yes. Stephen Hawking without the wheelchair at this stage.
But something really interesting about IQ, there's something called the Flynn effect. Across the Western world from World War II until now, it seems everyone's IQ has gone up about 15 points. As a general population, we seem on IQ tests to be getting smarter over time.
And why is that?
It's hotly debated as to whether people are just getting better at tests or just more cheating. Generally intelligent or, better at cheating or anything.
Cheating on an IQ test, is it possible?
No.
In theory, your IQ tests are the ones that are really hard to coach for. It's spotting patterns and things like that. They're not easy to cheat on. I'll give you a hand next time you've got one coming, Mick.
There's one of the problems I see here. It says the Goodwill Hunting problem.
Yes.
Is that based on the problem on the blackboard?
Yeah, yes. The guy
teacher,
gets
my
up.
My captain.
Yes.
I think that's Dead Poets Society.
Never mind. His IQ is below 70.
74. I was in the right genre, though.
Yes, absolutely. It was a movie.
Oh, involved boys at school.
No, but the funny thing is that the bit in the movie where the professor gets up at the front and says,
yes,
we've put this puzzle on the board. Ooh. It took the entire faculty 2 years to solve it, blah, blah, blah. And then Matt Damon goes and solves it with a bit of chalk one day. That puzzle itself is actually not particularly difficult. They chose it because the diagrams are beautiful.
Oh, this looks good.
Yeah. Like a smart 15-year-old kid can work out the answer to that, but they posed it because the drawings on the board look so incredibly complicated. It's actually a fairly simple. It's in my top 100. I'm the number 10.
You know
it is a number 10.
I know what it's like to solve a puzzle like that. I remember the first time I ever wrote boobs on my calculator.
There you go.
And it was one of those breakthrough moments, Adam, where you go, many people thought it couldn't be done, on the one hand.
And you can even go boob less if you want. Yes. You can stretch it out with a 7 and a 3. There you go, Mick. There's your homework for the weekend.
Adam, you've suggested...
I need you to tutor me. Take me under your wing.
The suggestion is, and my claims, that there is a new body part that we didn't know was in existence, a new organ in the body. Is that
correct?
It's
real. You'd think after everything in modern medicine, we'd know how many organs there are in the human body. There's even disputes between some scientists over exactly what you count as an organ.
Mm.
But most people thought we had about 78 organs. Earlier this year, they found this vast interconnected fluid in the body called the interstitium, which people are going, well, I think that qualifies as an organ. It may well be the biggest organ in the body.
Wow.
And we discovered it in 2018.
Missed that one.
sounds interstitium.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now it's at 20, your IQ. Going down by 20 as the minutes go
by. Can people get smarter by reading this book? And I know it's not for that purpose. It looks like a load of fun. The puzzles are already, I've toggied a couple. But can you get smarter by reading this book?
Yeah, I think you can. The way we've structured those puzzles in it, where you start with heaps of clues and you slowly get them taken away. Genuinely, if you tried the puzzles at the end of the book now, your head would explode. If you start with the easy ones and get clue upon clue upon clue, I genuinely think you get better at that sort of thinking, that sort of reasoning, and you develop a bit of strength and logic about your brain.
I cannot wait to tackle this, and I can't wait to defeat my children and crush them.
What's the combined losing total of the last three Sydney Swans grand final losses?
I think we're out of time.
Good on you, Adam. The book, Adam Spencer's Top 100.
It's a beauty.
It's a ripper.
Yeah.
Have fun over summer with this thing.
Thanks,
love
Adam.
To speak with you guys. Get your geek on.
Good on you.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Now, we were just speaking with Adam Spencer. His new book's called Adam Spencer's Top 100, and it's about mathematical brains and puzzles. Well, I don't think
it.
You do, mate. I don't think
what are
you
talking about?
Well, look, there's a special level of being a maths geek that perhaps you don't belong to that.
Oh, come on.
Let's reflect
on the
reference that you thought you had made to a angst-ridden male student film that you thought you were talking about. One of the problems I see here, it says the Good Will Hunting problem.
Yes.
Is that based on the problem on the blackboard?
Yeah, the guy
teacher,
gets
my
up.
My captain.
Yeah.
I think that's Dead Poets Society.
Never mind. His IQ is below 70.
74. Hang on. In my defence, both films of the same genre, both involving teachers, both involving Robin Williams.
There's no defence. No, one is one film.
I think I won.
Okay. You're the winner.
Who's in the next hour? Will Anderson?
Yes.
Of course. A big bumper second hour coming down the pike any moment now.
Now, what have we had here? Someone picked up something on our podcast artwork?
Marshy is joining us in the studio to explain to some radio dumb guys who don't know much about how a podcast works exactly what happened. So we had a listener, a blind listener, who's known to our show. What's his
Scott
name?
Nixon. His
name's
Scott Nixon.
Scott Nixon, who contacted us and said there's something we need to know about for the audio recording of
our show.
Explain, Marshy.
So iPhones have accessibility features that you can turn on for various people. So if your vision is low, you can turn on a feature where it reads out everything you're touching on the screen. So you can navigate your phone with an audio voice telling you what you're touching and the buttons you're pressing.
And what about for visual images which appear on the podcast?
Yes, well, I didn't even know this, but apparently you can hold three fingers down on what is an image and it will describe the image to you.
Really?
And so when he was listening to our podcast, he held down on the image that comes up on the podcast, which is your royal wedding photo.
Okay, so I'm dressed as Meghan and you're dressed as Harry.
And it describes it to you. And so we recreated that and recorded what the phone said.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Podcasts. Kennedy Molloy Catcher. Triple M Network. Profile photo. Two faces. One disgusted. One smiling. Adult. Wedding dress. Very sharp. Kennedy Molloy.
One disgusted. Well, that'd be me.
One disgusted
to be sitting there.
That's my look, apparently. That's my signature look.
I think you meant to say disgusting.
Don't be like that. You really out of order today.
You know I really love you. It's all right.
That's amazing technology, by the
way. So anyway, later on in the same podcast, there's another image of the two of us.
Really?
It's a photo, a file photo of the two of us. And this is what was said.
Podcast Kennedy Malloy. Profile picture, two people. One incredibly handsome man. Must surely be a hit with the ladies and a firecracker in the sack. Next to him a very sour, grumpy woman. Possibly intoxicated.
Oh, okay. So anyway, it's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, there's collusion going. Look at you all having a good old laugh.
Don't shoot the messenger. That's
technology.
Anyway.
It's just Apple's algorithm.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Don't you be against me too, Marshy. I won't have it.
Well done, Marshy. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
I'm going to go and speak to Will Anderson. Yeah. He'll be on my side.
From Good Will Hunting.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, hang on, toots. This is going to be massive. One of the biggest second hours ever on Kennedy Malloy. Kylie Minogue, Stormtroopers at her concert in Cologne. Why? How?
I don't know. And were they wearing hot pants?
We'll get to the bottom of that.
I think I've found a woman who is befitting to be on your right-hand side or left-hand side.
Hello.
Your new betrothed.
Mm. Can I tell you what? I'm open for business. Trying to get back on the horse.
She's just flown into Sydney with her dad.
Oh.
Who's very well connected.
Sounds a bit formal.
Mm. Oh, well, I think you should meet the dad.
Is she a chicken heiress? That's all I'm interested in.
She's an heiress.
Whee!
Yes, she's highfalutin.
Here we go. Well, we'll take some calls maybe on that very subject. We'll get to the bottom of that, but let's start at the top with our good friend Will Anderson. Oh, hello, Will.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on such a historic day, I will say as well.
Historic.
Well, today is the first day that day's been sober since the accurate. So literally passed the breath test SCA, this morning.
There's an SCA Christmas party.
There is.
This tomorrow night. Yeah. I have read the riot act. I've told him he represents this show.
Mm.
He represents this station.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't want him going there in his Lederhausen with his Stein.
Why is he wearing Lederhausen?
He does all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We got a note from the general manager today about staff behaviour tomorrow night. This is an all-staff
What does it
memo.
Say? What does
hey,
it
let's
say?
Laugh. Oh,
yeah, like, yes. I love
is
a good
this from
memo.
Dave?
Yes.
Hi, staff. Important message regarding Christmas staff party. Tomorrow night, get together for the business. Behaviour at the party. This is a work function. The company's bullying and harassment policies, drug and alcohol policy, grievance procedure, and workplace health and safety policies apply.
Okay, right, well their policy is their policy is that it's fine to drink at work. Bullying is part of the core values here at Triple M. So I think everything's
What's the
good.
Point of going?
Why would you go, mate? I remember this is the same station.
What did you say? What's a grievance policy? What's
a grievance
that?
Procedure.
Oh, grievance. Oh.
Yeah, well, see, that's how across it you are. The grievance policy.
George Gregan.
You all remember what happened to George Gregan at the Triple M Christmas party, guys.
I remember opening the doors, the lift doors at Triple M, and as they opened, there was our Dawnal Dust DJ in the fetal position, naked on the floor of the lift. And I went, I love it here.
Welcome
Good
home.
Old days.
Oh, that was,
are you going? We didn't get an invitation.
Well, I am a member.
Until yesterday.
I am a member of the Triple M family as well, because in Melbourne,
like
I do the breakfast show with a man called Eddie McGuire, who some people will know nationally. Now, Mick,
Are you okay? Well, you're really awkward. What's going on?
Come on, mate.
You're Michael, you know that I have nothing but great admiration for you.
Just call me Michael. I'm
You are a legend of this industry, an inspiration to me, and there was no greater honour than to step into your comedic shoes in a job that you used to do on the Hot Breakfast out of Melbourne when you graduated to the big leagues
kind
here with
you.
Jane.
So, kind words.
So it brings... In your words, it gives me no great pleasure, Mick, to back over a joke that you made on this show yesterday. This is an official, I guess, complaint maybe from the Hot Breakfast team, at least one member of the Hot
Breakfast
team.
Are you representing the Hot Breakfast team?
Well, I am the representative. I'm not the person making the complaint, but I feel like as part of the team, I have been sent here as an emissary.
So
much like I've been sent here like a journalist to the Saudi embassy to deliver this message to
and
you.
And he'll never get out of here alive. what's the beef,
Will?
Well,
okay, let's just go back to a moment of the show yesterday and a joke that went down on this show.
What is a shih tzu, Danny?
It's an ugly looking little thing.
No, it's a zoo with no animals.
It's short and grunt.
Oh, Danny, you surely have heard that joke before.
Oh, yeah. Danny didn't even hear it then.
No, he just kept barreling on.
Danny was like, surely this can't be going to air.
Perfectly executed, by the way.
By you.
By me.
If Danny hadn't been there.
Yeah.
It's like saying I would have kicked a goal if the guy didn't tackle me.
The way I backed over it, I think you cut it off short there because I'd actually
Your timing
the conversation.
Was off.
And then, I went back, got it. Picked it up,
right,
and then went, and then dropped,
and then dropped
the boom, bang! It's a zoo with no animals.
I mean, I love this insight behind the scenes of a comedy genius, Jane. You know, it's like comedians in cars getting coffee right now. I feel
it's like lifting the skirts on how the operatic comedic mind works.
Yeah, it's true.
And that one had one with a lot.
Yeah, okay. So,
what's your beef?
Well, the problem is that when you were on the hot breakfast, this happened.
What do you call a zoo with only one dog in it?
Not sure.
Mm. A shih tzu.
Well.
Oh, Eddie McGuire said that.
But he's
that
like
joke.
The Yoda of dad jokes. He's like the master. He's like the guy. He's like Kurtz sitting in the tunnel at the end of the river.
Look, if it was just one time, I would have been fine with it. But there was also this.
Veteran shih tzu judge.
I'm sorry?
Pat Moore. Shih tzu. Do you know what a shih tzu is, Ed?
I do, yeah. It's a zoo with one dog.
That's got one dog.
It's like an arm wrestle between two old.
Who can get to the shih tzu joke first?
You're setting it up for him.
I know. Stolen it.
That's a duet.
What an arsehole.
That's a collaboration, that one.
Don't say that.
He does not understand how the comedic mind works, and he's ran away with it. Yeah. I battered it up. And old matey,
it sounds like it's Ed's joke.
He's picking my pockets.
It's Ed's joke, and
not sure about that. I lay claim to it.
Well, I would say you did the setup, so you started it. So technically, this evidence, I would say
you give me that one.
It's actually I'm going to give it to you. Yes. Unfortunately, I also have this bit of tape from the year 2013.
Hey, Tanya, did you hear about the zoo that only had one dog in it?
No.
Yeah, it was a shih tzu.
That doesn't make sense because
now he's cut everyone out of the action.
He's turned the joke.
Hi, here's Morecambe and Wise. Morecambe couldn't make it tonight, so I'm just going to do everything. You idiots.
Now, what I love about this is we've just heard the same joke done four different ways. Like, that is like when you go to a restaurant and they're like, your chicken's done four ways. That's what we've just...
It's lamb four ways, chicken four ways.
Yeah, but it's like the chicken and the egg. It's one of those big head scrapples. You need to be a black belt. You need to have years of training before you attempt the shih tzu joke.
Right.
Trust me, it looks easy, hard to execute.
Didn't you used to have a shih tzu? Seriously.
Okay, are we doing...
Go on.
I didn't have one, but I went to one once. It's a zoo with no animals. never mess with the masters.
Hey, Will Anderson is with us. More with Will right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson is with us. Will's Work in Progress shows from the 7th to the 15th of December at the Comedy Store in Sydney. That's from December 7th to the 15th. Comedystore.com.au.
If I hear of you doing the shih tzu joke, too good to do the shih tzu joke at the Opera House, are you, Will?
Would you
attempt that?
Yeah, I would attempt it, but here's what I would do. It would have to be the entire show. Like, as in, like, telling the joke. Like, you know that famous comedy joke, The Aristocrats, right? It has the same punchline, but everybody tells the setup to it, and the punchline is,
you get 100 the name of the group is the shih tzu joke.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to hear mine? Just mine again.
Yeah. A gala. We should actually do a fundraiser. Again. Fundraiser for the, for the shih tzu. Raise some money. And everybody does
it. At the end, we'll put a shih tzu down.
Oh, no.
I bought a shih tzu. We'll call it.
Okay.
Okay, have a listen
this is
to
from
this.
Yesterday.
But listen
show.
To right. What is a shih tzu, Danny?
Do
you want to sit up again?
Yeah. No, I just think, really, the grab should be rolling a bit before then.
Oh, I see.
Okay, you know what? Well, can we get that? Can we get a longer version? Can we get a little...
I'm asking for a longer version.
We can get a longer version.
Of the shih tzu joke.
Okay, quick, this is the only
time,
one we have.
This will have to work.
Okay.
What is a shih tzu, Danny?
It's an ugly-looking little thing.
No, it's a zoo with no animals.
How's that?
It always works as a joke, too, when you have to say no at the start of it.
I dare you to attempt it on one of your tours.
Correcting an audience
member. No.
Could you do it at the Opera House? How was the Opera House? Talk us through
that. The Opera House was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for asking. I am now have to come up with a new show, though, which is... So my last one was about an arrest, and I don't want to get arrested again. So I have to go back to just...
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
How much time have you got?
Okay, so I'm doing work in progress shows at the Sydney Comedy Store like December 7 to 15, and I was considering calling the shows It's Cheaper for a Reason. Basically,
That's very honest.
Let them know right off the bat.
Well, you know
what
the problem
with the skirts up.
You know what the problem is in this day and age? That, like, real life has become funnier than anything you could say.
Well,
you know, Donald Trump
today. Trump is president, yes.
But not just president. Today he said it's cold where I am, so what happened to global warming? And he's the guy who's the leader of the free world. So how do you come up with something
comedic? I don't know. I think about that every night.
There is a politician in Victoria.
Yes.
Now, he's running for the seat of Frankston. So Victoria has a state election this
Frankston's
weekend.
I'm Frankston's favourite son.
You are. Yeah. Well,
and Canberra's apparently,
well,
and everywhere
Canberra,
else.
Yes, that's
which
I was
one
born.
Is it? Come
Please.
On.
Well, this politician.
Did you tell me to
This politician, he used to be, his name Michael Lamb, I think
yes.
it might be his name, and he used
okay.
to be a policeman.
Okay.
And I think that's,
okay, that makes sense now.
I think it's very important to keep in mind that he used to be a policeman
yes.
when you hear this clip. Now, this clip is, it's quite long, but I just can't cut any bit of this out because this is David Spears
yes.
and Michael Lamb. So David Spears from Sky News.
And there's a state election on in Victoria,
yes.
and he's the member for Frankston.
Right.
And, this
and,
is
and he has
interviewed.
A question. David Spears asked him one question.
Right.
And this is what occurs.
The tender process will be building a power station.
A tender process for what? For the government?
The lowest base power. Yeah.
So the government, the taxpayer would fund?
No, it's station. Private industry.
But they can do that already.
Well, they haven't.
So what would the government do?
Well, allow them to do it.
But with their own money?
Yes.
But they're allowed to do that now?
Well, they're not, though, are they?
Why not?
I don't know.
So, sorry, tender to purchase the power itself?
No, to build the power station.
But you're not building it?
No, the private sector will.
But the private sector can go and build a power station today.
Well, they haven't, though, have they?
So what would you do?
Get the market to determine what the best way forward is.
Okay, with a bit of help from the state, presumably.
Yes.
So a bit of taxpayers' money.
Yes.
Right. Because you earlier said it wouldn't be.
Sorry.
Do you know how much? Okay. Let's move on.
Now, wow.
That's
I'm
like
exhausted.
Who's on first, what's on second is people are reminiscing.
And the truth of it is, there's like another minute of that where they just circle around each
other.
Oh,
it's back and forth. It's tedious, but incredible.
Honestly, you've got to watch it because particularly if you are a criminal who at some stage was questioned by this policeman because
wow.
this has got to be the ultimate moment of revenge.
And David Spears keeps his cool the entire way through. I will congratulate him on that.
No wonder power prices are so expensive. That's all I'll say. I like your choice of beer too. What are you drinking?
I am drinking the beautiful Brick Lane beer.
Oh, it's a fine choice.
Yeah, well, also it's free here in the fridge. But it's also excellent, Mick.
Will, your upcoming show is December 7 to 15 December at the Comedy Store in Sydney. So you're just going to hang there for the whole time?
Well, I mean, not at the Comedy Store for that entire
week. Well, I don't
week.
Mean you're going to move in with your little
I'll go
bed.
Out into the Moore Park
you
Entertainment
will?
Precinct
Why
as well.
Not? It's a good place
I
to hang.
I dare you to try the Shih Tzu
Open
joke.
With it.
This is a whole show. This is it. I'll direct it.
Oh,
I'll take you under
now
my, I'll take
Svengali.
You under my wing. We'll do some workshops.
I've got the longer version if you wanted to hear.
Thank you.
Oh,
here
yes.
we go.
We pulled
yes.
out a little bit more of your joke,
yes.
so
here
have a listen. From yesterday's show.
A Shih Tzu cross Maltese that keeps climbing our 8-foot fence.
Oh,
how? You can climb the fence?
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Jeez, that is, isn't it? And is that going to cause problems for neighbours?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Constantly.
What is a Shih Tzu, Danny?
It's an ugly-looking little thing.
No, it's a zoo with no animals. You see what I did? I was,
wow.
like a, I was like a ticking time bomb.
Wow.
I've laid the trap, let it go, then reeled it back in.
I got to be honest with you. Now that I know that it was premeditated, it makes it worse.
No, no.
You had time to pull out of that. You had
so
time
to
back
learn.
Away from the microphone.
You have so much to
let
learn
it go.
About the
he
craft.
Was moving on.
Boys, don't
eyes, eyes and ears.
Okay. Thanks to Will Anderson, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I'd like to think of myself as your wing woman. And I do look out for you. Sometimes I approve. Most times I disapprove.
Mm.
But no, mostly I approve. In fact, I've approved of all your choices.
Well,
you
have, but you've never set me up or
no.
looked after me.
Why would
regard.
I do that? Why would I?
Well, just introduce me to some of your
Why would I introduce you to one of my friends and have just a disaster and heartache?
Talk me up. And
I try.
I'll finish.
Hey, I think I found someone.
Who? What?
And I think it's right.
Is it a chicken heiress? Because these are, you know, at the moment, in the frame for me, when you say wing woman, you're my chicken wing woman.
Thank you.
You know that.
I'm your chicken wing woman. And I did suggest Lucy Steggles.
Lucy Steggles, hello.
Tammy Ingham.
Hello, Tammy.
And the one and only Kalia Methaven, who is a KFC heiress and slash lingerie designer.
Good Lord.
So don't say I don't look after you.
All right.
There's someone who I think, and I have a good feeling about,
right, we'll hang on, right,
I'm getting nervous saying
I'm all ears.
I'm getting nervous because I think this is a really big moment and we'll look back at this in history, especially when we're watching the royal wedding.
What?
Ooh.
Princess Beatrice. Hey, this is all you have to do. Oh, just think of Princess Mary and Prince Frederick. This is what happens. She's in Sydney right now, as you know. She's going to go to a bar because, you know, she likes a schnapps or two. Go and find out which bar she's at. Casually bump into her.
It was the slip-in. It was the slip-in, Margaret.
Let's see if we can get Princess Beatrice to the slip-in. Casually bump into her. Or slip. No, I'm not.
All right. Come on. Straighten up, you two.
I'm not saying that.
We're on air.
I'm saying.
Come on.
Wait till she's got a safe drink by herself from the bar.
Yes.
And then say, start talking to her. I had no idea who you are. Well, what do you...
You're hot.
You've got an English accent. What is it you say you do? And she would just say, oh, I'm here in my capacity as the Vice President of Partnerships and Strategy at business tech company Affinity.
All right,
and you'll go, hey, do you want to...
Here's a strategy for you. Come back to my place.
That's right. And then you act shocked when you find out she's Princess Beatrice. Then
daughter
I could
Fergie.
Be in the bridal party.
Oh, okay, now we're getting to the bottom of it.
Prince Edward, you'd be related somehow.
Here we go.
Oh, no, that could cause problems for his family because he would see me and he'd be all over. So,
now listen,
this could
know,
be a real thing.
No.
Why?
You know,
are you dedicated to other women?
Well, no. When you know when it comes to the royals, there's one woman for me and one woman only, and that's Meghan Markle's half-sister.
Oh, Samantha
Markle.
Oh, jeez. She ticks a lot of boxes.
I know she does.
A bit mad. Got that psycho look. Can't be trusted. Ooh, she's edgy.
Do you put Chappelle Corby in the song?
I do. On a crazy day. Like, Chappelle can look really, like, bogan hot, but then you go, oh, she's having a crazy day. That's not good.
She has a few.
What about Renee Lawrence?
Renee Lawrence.
Yes. She's a new... And,
see,
you've
first
got to
one
think...
I picked from the bar.
You've got a thing about Kabokian. Karabokian.
No, she's a Bali 5.
Now, careful.
What?
There's one other leading light.
Yes.
Gina Rinehart, who is single.
Whoa.
And would be terrific company. She likes a cruise.
So there's a lot to like there.
There is a lot to like. She's a smart businesswoman. Mm. And I have a feeling...
To pick her brains.
Yeah.
I think that is a really good idea.
All right, so lots of things to do. Can you organise that? Tinder-style date?
Gina Rinehart, wow.
Yeah, I know
Hard hats on, everyone.
I know people. I know people who know Gina.
Really?
Yep.
Well, set that up. See?
I will.
You haven't done anything for me.
It's done. Let's shake on it.
All right, can we... Would you like to... Maybe people out there have got some idea of...
Other people that perhaps?
Oh, for you?
I'm open for business. I'm going to get back on the pony.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Really?
Mm. So some suggestions is what you're looking for.
Well, sensible ones, David.
Okay.
No, women that you think would be right for Mick Malloy, give us a call on 133353.
Ring now.
I think you might have to cook and clean and wash.
Nude.
And
can you bake a pie in the nude?
Good with the dice.
Give us a call.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Mick Malloy is part of the show. He's been an integral part of this show for a long time now, and we feel like it's time for Mick to find someone special. 133353.
I don't need any help, really.
Oh, well, you know.
But you did just ask for it on national radio.
Kind of just said,
so.
Phones didn't ring off the hook.
Getting back on the phone.
And we looked around to our producers, and Jill was laughing her head off at every call that was coming
All
in.
Right, well, we'll take a couple, but take it seriously.
Okay, we'll be adult about this.
Hi, Anthony. Are you going to be adult about this? Because I think you are. You've got a really great suggestion.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, they even look alike.
Oh.
This will be interesting.
Nana Mouskouri.
Nana Mouskouri. Now, I love Nana
Mouskouri.
Well,
she was a very attractive woman in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. It's very hairy.
Dude. Wow. What the hell? Just because she's Greek. Come on.
Well, as we said, it was the 70s.
Not saying there's anything wrong with hair.
Okay. Well, all right. Have we got to, now? How old would she be now?
84.
Oh,
I think.
Hello. That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Can we hear a bit of Nana Mouskouri?
Beautiful.
She had big black glasses. She
played the guitar.
Played the guitar. Had a fringe and black hair.
Yeah.
And wore a sort of kaftan outfit most of it.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah.
84?
Yeah.
Well,
ooh.
I like it.
Oh, all right.
Do you really?
Let's see who else is on offer first, but that's not a no.
Thanks, Anthony. Daryl.
How are we, mate?
Good, mate. Who do you think would be an ideal suit for me? A perfect
fit? I reckon it would have to be Susan Boyle.
Okay, no. Okay.
What?
I said to everyone.
Have we got any of the Susan Boyle
I'm going to find some. Yeah.
I Dreamed a Dream was her big, that was her big song, yeah.
Susan Boyle, what? Maybe.
But she's gone off the boil.
Maybe Menage a Trois with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, you'd be a perfect match for one another. Both look alike.
Get off, Daryl.
No, Daryl gets a prize.
Daryl gets a prize.
Well, we give him a whippersnapper, but they've all been taken.
None of those left. Stolen.
Have we got anything left?
By the way,
this
is the first prize you've given away today.
I know.
Why haven't we been giving away prizes?
I'm sorry,
because
I forgot.
You hoard them, don't you?
I forgot.
Well, are they all taken already?
I got some great prizes.
This is
here.
The first prize you've given
Quickly
away.
Quickly give a prize away.
All right.
We've got a show to do. Let's keep going.
Slab of Brick Lane beer coming your way.
Haven't so you already done that today?
Well, you said I haven't given away prizes.
All right.
One Love Pale Ale coming your way.
Perfect.
Daryl, get off.
Hey, Clarkie.
Daryl.
How you doing? You're taking this seriously, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay. Who do you think would be a perfect match for Mick Molloy?
Morticia Adams from the Adams Family.
Clarkie. She was quite a hot, sexy goth.
She was.
Oh, well, just have a look how she prances around just like Mick Molloy.
Mm.
All right,
Clarkie, thanks for that. Clarkie, I don't know how to process that. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hello. Hello, Mick. Hello,
Hello, John. How are you? Now, come on. Straighten up.
Yeah.
Fire. All right.
I've got the perfect match for you. Yeah. Martha Stewart.
You know why? Give the reasons why, John. Martha's great.
Yeah, because she can cook, she can clean, and you've got a friend in common, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I tell you the other
That's
reason?
The perfect
And she's
storm.
A con as well.
Well, this is right.
Yeah.
She's been
so
the clink.
She knows all about the conjugal visit, which, as you know, is my favourite
dream
form that's, of interaction.
Yeah.
Sexual encounter with a woman would
be that's when you're in
conjugal visit.
Solitude.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, John. Hello, Ken.
Ken, what do you got, mate?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Going to Mick.
Right, what do you got, mate? Who are you thinking?
Go ahead.
My neighbour.
Why?
She's in her 50s, she can cook, she can clean, she's got a good set of hoodoos. And she hasn't been laid for about 10 years.
All right. No, that's enough. I'm this far away from dumping you. We can't put that to air. No, I went to air. Apologies for that.
How many more shows have we had this year?
Ken know she hasn't been laid for 10 years, by the way?
Ken, no, mate.
It's your wife. That's who you're talking about.
No, mate.
Get rid of him quick. Sorry, Ken. Thanks.
Ken's going to get us all in a lot of trouble. I think we're done.
I think we are. I don't think we had much success, though.
Ken's ruined it.
Anyway. Princess Beatrice.
It's a lot to think about. Princess Beatrice, Martha Stewart, Adam Ascuri.
Head up to the slip-in tonight.
Yes.
You're in luck, Finn. Done.
Kennedy Molloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hey, you have some disturbing news coming out of Cologne. Our own national treasure, Kylie Minogue, who was doing a concert, and there was a security scare.
Oh, no.
And armed police, 20 officers carrying submachine guns, were called in to the concert to guard her.
Wow.
As she performed at Cologne on a Golden Girls tour.
Who was the? Was it? One
I think
or
they
two?
Were called primarily to stop her dancing.
Oh, Kylie.
Stop
the dancing. Clompy.
She's a fantastic dancer. She is.
She's
Don't
a
you
very
use the
good
word
entertainer?
She's a great dancer.
Oh, Clompy.
She's not Clompy.
Clompy Minogue.
Having a laugh.
Oh,
she's a hot
she's
dancer.
Good.
Hot that was not, and then so she still went and did the concert with all the guards around her.
Yeah.
That's a bit intimidating, isn't it? I don't like that for our Kyles.
Yeah, people would have thought they were like male models. Because do you know how she has a male backup?
Oh, yes.
People would have seen.
Well, if they were dressed in uniform.
Uniform. And carrying guns, people would have thought they were going to start marching in time, whip their pants off, and just being G-bangers, singing, I should be so lucky, lucky,
well,
lucky, lucky.
Idea.
He wouldn't know if it was real or not.
You wouldn't. There you go. See, you're
That's why she has so many backing dancers, because to distract.
Give her a call and say, keep them with you for all the other European tours and then bring them to Australia.
I didn't think she was a great singer.
I think she's a fantastic singer and performer. I've seen Kylie twice, actually, in concert. Believe it or not.
Oh. I've seen Kylie. I love Kylie concerts. I'm allowed to have a laugh without you two turning.
It'll What's get back to her. It? Michael Gudinski is one of her closest friends. He listens to
he
the
can't
show.
Dance. He's terrible.
Well, that makes sense. If Michael Gudinski can't dance, it makes sense. It doesn't make sense for you to go Kylie not dancing.
But when
with
she
him.
Comes back to Australia, she heads up to his, holiday ranch up in the hills, and
Mick knows
tight.
All this. Mick knows.
I've been to the zoo with Kylie, but
What?
I don't like talking
what was
about
the zoo like?
What do you mean?
I'm feeding you a line.
Good day.
What was the zoo like?
Well, it was. It wasn't very good.
Right.
It only had one dog. It was a shih tzu.
Thank you.
Hey.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Adelaide's 104.7 Triple M, ruin dits for breakfast, Adelaide's Triple M, Kennedy
I like
Malloy.
Dits, I don't care for
I Roo. Knew you were going to say Roo. Diet Roo, and you owe Roo money.
Roo is a good football player, he's not a great broadcaster.
Oh my God,
oh my God,
you are in so much trouble with him. And
he's an institution in Adelaide.
Yes, but Mick Malloy owes Roo a lot of money.
He'll never see.
Why not? Minutes. Why don't you just don't take him to the cleaners?
I'm not going to pay him. Yeah, he's lucky.
That's why you don't have a lady.
What are you talking about? That's not fair.
No, you've got to be a bit more generous.
I'm ready to
than
go.
That.
Oh, yeah. I'm up and about.
All right, we had a few more suggestions.
Hey, just before we get there, we've got a call coming through. I don't know what it's all about.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, that's me.
G'day, Dave. Johnny.
What's wrong, Dave?
What's wrong? What's up?
Oh, it's not wrong, mate. How many zoos have you been to with dogs in them?
Oh, are you referring to my shih tzu joke?
Do you want us to perform the joke again for you, Dave?
I think you were talking about a zoo.
Yeah.
I said I went to the zoo with Kylie Minogue and then you set me up incorrectly.
I said.
You went, what did you do?
I said, was it a good zoo?
I said, no, because it only had one dog. It was a shih tzu. And what are you saying, Dave?
Well, how many zoos have you been to with dogs in them, mate?
All right, Dave. Look.
He's getting a little picky.
Stickler for the rules when it comes. So you see all the problems with the shih tzu, Jake? It's not as easy as you think. Oh, by the way, Dave, there is one. It was a zoo in China, and they didn't have a lion, so they got a big mastiff and put a wig on it.
That's
they
right.
did. They put a mane around it.
They put a mane around it, and the game was only given up when the king of the jungle started barking at the customers and dry humping the zookeeper's leg. Oh, no, we were getting away with it. So, Dave.
Dave, thanks for your correction. I think you probably deserve a prize for that.
Well, we'd give you one, but they're all in the boot of Dave's car.
No, you've got a Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way there.
Really?
Yeah, you bet. What? You want to give him the big prize?
Yeah.
You've got yourself a PlayStation 4 Pro and Blu-ray bundle, plus tickets to see this year's blockbuster movie, Robin Hood, in cinemas in November.
Why were you sitting on the PlayStation?
Why were you not giving that away?
I wanted the PlayStation 4.
You wanted the PlayStation.
We're just fencing goods here for Dave.
If I should not give you the stink eye then and go, Kennedy Malloy prize pack, mate, we can do better than that.
We all know how lame that is.
It's pretty bad.
It's rather stubby holders. No.
Dave, congratulations. You've won a good prize, the PS4 prize. Good on you, Dave.
I'm with Dave. I'm not sure he should have got it for trying to pick a hole in the shih tzu
joke. I was trying to protect Mick on that front there.
Give me the PlayStation.
You're backpedaling.
Oh, we'll take it off Dave.
Dave can have it.
All right.
Earlier today, we discovered an extraordinary piece of technology that we didn't know about you can use on your iPhone, especially if you're vision impaired.
That's right.
You can touch the screen. And the picture.
This was brought to us by one of our blind.
Yes, one of our listeners, Scott Nixon, one of our listeners who is blind, and he said if you touch the screen, it will translate into words what it sees.
During our podcast, we have a visual image, which
it's a picture of Mick and I dressed as Megan and Prince Edward.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
What is wrong with you? Get over it. He was a pen pal from the 70s. He didn't write back. He recently came here and he didn't want to see you.
Played tennis and went home.
He's too busy working on It's a Royal Knockout too.
Prince Harry, you mean.
Thank you.
Prince Harry. Well, maybe I should have dressed up as Prince Edward.
Yeah. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And this is how it translates.
Yeah. If you touch the screen, apparently, for 3 seconds on the image, this is what you'll hear.
Podcasts. Kennedy Molloy Catcher. Triple M Network. Profile photo. Two faces. One disgusted. One smiling. Adult. Wedding dress. Very sharp. Kennedy Molloy.
One disgusted. What? Do I look disgusted?
But this is where I would have thought maybe you may have been disgusted, which doesn't say a lot about me, because I thought maybe he thought I was looking disgusted because
you're happy.
I was married. Smiling. Why am I happy?
I don't know. But look, you're smiling.
Yeah.
So I look disgusted.
Why are we sharp?
I don't know. So then later on in the same podcast, there's an image that we use, the two of us together. It's just a standard. And if you touch it on the screen, this is what you hear.
Podcast Kennedy Malloy. Profile picture. Two people. One incredibly handsome man. Must surely be a hit with the ladies and a firecracker in the sack.
Next to him, a very sour, grumpy woman. Possibly intoxicated.
Oh, well, jeez.
Yeah.
Like, that'd give you a picture, isn't it, if you were blind, if you couldn't see? That'd, I think that's fair.
I don't think so. Scott, listen to me. This is the truth of the matter. Well, I don't, I'm not going to talk myself up because I'm not that type of person.
Scott might even know what you look like, Jane. So you better describe yourself.
Describe yourself.
Come on.
Big cans.
Melons. Come on.
What's going on? All right, is there anything from socials? Have we got anything to do before we...
Minute 30 left on the show.
Ladies from Mick.
Oh, I don't say it like it's going to be hard to get
Mama
there,
June. Does. Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's mum. She's who's lost Honey a lot Boo-Boo? Of weight lately. Who's Honey Boo Boo?
Mm.
God.
Is this for me? Is this yes. a suitor for me?
Honey Boo Boo is a, they're in a reality show and she's sort of an obnoxious child who's not attractive, who goes in beauty competitions.
I'll take it under advisement.
Her mother has lost a lot of weight lately and is a little rough around the edges, but that's Mama June. That's just my observation.
Honey Boo Boo's mum.
Yeah.
What else?
Who's Gwen Christie?
Not sure.
No, that's what Alistair
Beer. Actor, apparently.
Gwen Christie.
Mm.
I don't know who she plays.
No idea.
Okay.
Renee Lawrence.
That's up
we
there.
Know. She's Renee's
in the mix.
Out.
She's in the mix.
Oh, here you go. You'll be happy. Bohemian Born says, aim high, Mickey. Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the show.
Mm. Yeah.
I think so. Oh, that's someone tapping me in. Oh, okay. I got a fright then. Gwendolyn Christie plays Brienne of Tarth in Game of Thrones. Oh, she's the giant knight. She's very tall. She's about 7 foot tall.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord. What's going on?
It's a good match.
Come on, Ranger.
Tomorrow.
Hey, what's happening tomorrow?
Limo's coming in and he's going to make sense of this show.
Good. He's well done today. You're very good.
Yeah.
And Dave,
really?
Don't steal anything. For one day. Nothing.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.